Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Let's head out to Hollywood right now. HollyScoop.com and, of course, the HollyScoop TV show as well. Diana Madison, a lot of people talking about Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. They just celebrated their sixth anniversary of their wedding. However, they didn't celebrate together, correct?
No, they didn't. Ashton Kutcher was actually in San Diego celebrating with this hot blonde. And this girl, actually, she's coming out. Her name is Sarah Leal, and this girl is talking. She actually hired a lawyer to explore all of her options, and I think she tried to pull a Tiger Woods mistress act right here by coming out and talking about their love affair. And it's really sad because Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore are sending each other mixed messages over Twitter, which is very high school, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
It is, and they're sending these cryptic messages. Like, Demi Moore, she tweeted the saying about how, you know, you got to look at your past and see what you've done in order to get mad at your man. And then, you know, Ashton Kutcher is, you know, sending a message saying, don't believe all the hype. So they're sending out these mixed messages. No one really knows what's going on. But I'm going to tell you something. I smell trouble, and I don't think these two are going to last very long. Ashton Kutcher actually told one of his other mistresses, alleged mistress, that him and Demi were even together. So who knows what the reality is, but I have a feeling you're going to be hearing about divorce sometime soon.
Because, as you just alluded to, Diana, this isn't the first time we've heard of infidelity between these two, correct?
No, back in 2010, there were reports that, you know, he was banging some girl named Brittany Jones. So this is kind of something that's been ongoing.
HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, to maybe a happier story, a more wholesome, family-friendly story. Carrie Underwood is happily married to, I believe, an NHL player, and now she's talking about expanding her family, possibly having kids or adopting kids, right?
Yes, you know, she's married to Mike Fisher, and, you know, we talked to her at this past weekend, and she said that everyone says the first month's tough, the fourth month's tough. In reality, they're having a good time. They're enjoying it. She talks about, you know, adopting. She says that her and Mike have talked about how they want to expand their family, and it'd be nice for them to adopt kids and help them grow together as a family. And she wants to pull an Angelina Jolie, basically. But, you know, she's really cute. She seems really happy. She seems happy with her husband. I'm happy that, you know, they're getting along so well, because in Hollywood, it's really, really tough to keep a marriage going.
Well, I think Carrie had the right idea, though, going with an NHL player as opposed to, like, say, an NFL player or an NBA player, even a Major League Baseball player or a golfer, for that matter, because the NHL players seem to keep a lower profile.
I know. Like, from now on, celebs should only think about dating or marrying NHL players. I mean, Hillary Duff, she's married to one as well, and she seems pretty happy. So that's the way to go. Stay away from the golfers. That's my advice.
That's too funny. We'll read about those stories and many more over at HollyScoop.com. Diana Madison, thank you for the 411.
Thank you.